There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're absolutely no strangers here in the UAE to loyalty programs. I know many people absolutely love them. I know Brandy does. What about yourself, Rich? Are you a fan of loyalty programs?
I'm lukewarm, to be honest. Yeah. If I traveled 180 days a year, I would be a big fan of loyalty fans for hotels and aeroplanes, but I do not.
And stores. Usually, I mean, they are a direct relationship between a retailer and the customer. But Connick is a program that helps malls themselves, not the shops, the malls, build direct contact with shoppers by creating a shopper-mall relationship. Ben Chesser is CEO of Connick and joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Firstly, why would malls want the direct relationship with shoppers when most individual stores already have loyalty programs?
I think for the mall, traditionally they've had no relationship with the shoppers. These are huge businesses, potentially with millions of people coming through the doors every year. And up to now, they've known nothing about those people except a number of how many. And I think the malls now have to stop just being landlords and become retailers to give you a much better experience. To do that, they need to know who you are and what you like.
Well, we do have mall loyalty programs already here in Dubai, actually.
Yeah.
So what is the Connick loyalty model? What's its point of difference?
I think the point of difference for us, so we're initially based in Europe. We're working with the likes of Westfield and Bicester Village in Europe and coming here quite recently. The main difference is, rather than just measuring things from an app or from a website, we're actually connecting directly into the retailers of the stores to know exactly what you're buying, how much you're spending, how often you're coming, with the goal to give the shopper a much more curated experience.
What's in it for the consumer? What are some of the most compelling benefits for shoppers? Why should they sign up to have that relationship with the mall?
I think that's the ideal question. So part of the Connick philosophy is we put the consumer at the middle of the picture, not at the edge of the picture. So we're trying to really focus on the consumer experience. And what's primarily in it for the consumer, if you go to a mall, particularly the malls here in Dubai, they're huge. So you typically only really care about 10% of the mall or even less, not the other 90%. So Connick's goal is to make sure that we bring that to the surface for you. We give you the offers and the rewards and the experiences that you actually care about and not the things you don't care about.
I just don't know where the malls listen. I honestly don't. In the early days of the big shopping malls here, we had benches where you could sit down if you were halfway through a shop. I know my parents used to value that. And then I guess because of pressure from all the coffee shops, they took those out, saying if you're going to sit down, you'll sit and pay for a coffee. And they haven't put them back. And I know there have been complaints to the malls about that. So do shopping malls really listen?
I think they do, and they will increasingly now. So one of the reasons I'm here is there's a big shopping mall conference right now called Recon MENA. It's just finished in Dubai. And I think that one of the trends there is they've gone from a period of continual growth where as you said, every square meter is critical because it can be leased, to a period now of actually having to refine and improve the offer. And they are now going to put the customer in the middle. They can't continue not to do that.
Well, that's probably why you've been here in Dubai, isn't it? To talk at Recon, get together mall owners, retailers, management architects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, organized by the Middle East Council of Shopping Centers, to talk about the way forward for malls. I mean, there are so many challenges to retailers and mall owners here in the Emirate, from online shopping players, high rents, cautiousness amongst shoppers at the moment. I mean, how was your message received?
The message is being received loud and clear, actually. I think the sector right now is looking at how it can not just go from building more and more malls, but actually improve the ones it's already got and make sure that they serve the client needs better. And I think, like you said, some of the reputation of increasing rents, it has to switch. We've got increasing competition from online players. And to get it right, the malls have to really start understanding the consumer.
So I get how this would work for really big, successful malls. You mentioned two in the United Kingdom where you're based, Westfield, which is a big shopping mall in London, Bicester Village, just outside London, one of Europe's biggest outlet malls. They're both destination retail spaces. And I also get how it would work for someone like Dubai Mall. Just an hour ago, we had Patrick Bousquet-Chavan, the CEO of MR Malls, which owns Dubai Mall, in the studio. Here's my question, though. Mm. How can you help the guys who really need your help here, who are the guys who have the mid-level malls, things like Bergerman down in the Bur Dubai district, things like Wafi Mall, which were 20 years ago all conquering, but are now having to reinvent themselves. They haven't got massive traffic. What can you do for them?
So partly that's very close to my heart as well. I think the mall or the shopping district is a key part of a community. So it shouldn't just be about supporting the biggest and the best. It should be supporting about the ones that, that form a part of the shopping community. One of the benefits of the Connect platform we have is we can tailor it. It's highly customizable. So just like any retailer, you have high-end, low-end, mid-end retailers. You can customize the experience for what's needed in that particular mall. What they need to do is understand what advantage have they got. Why would people go to that mall, to Wuffy Mall, and not go to another mall, and then play to that advantage?
So what do they, in practice, what do they do? If I own one of those malls, and I've got a meeting with you, because I've seen you speak at this conference, and I go, that sounds, what are you going to do for me to increase footfall 10, 15% in 2019? What are you going to do for me that's going to increase the conversion of footfall into people spending money? Because that's what I care about. Ultimately, isn't it, as a mall owner?
I think you care about footfall, but also the quality of that footfall. So one thing is the number. Have you got enough people coming through the doors? But secondly, are they the right people? And do you know why they're coming? So it's usually a sort of two-stage process. Let's look at the retailers. Let's look at the shoppers, what we know about them and why they come. So why would they go to that mall and not somewhere else? And then let's create a program which tailors to their needs. So if it's a high-frequency mall where they come every week to their grocery shopping, let's make sure they can do that better, quicker, easier, and hopefully in a more pleasurable way.
I just want to ask you about while you're on the subject of the UK, there's been a lot of movement in shopping malls at the moment. You mentioned Bicester Village, they're owned by the Hammerson family. They're no strangers to Dubai. They know Dubai very well indeed. And there's been movement in some of the biggest shopping centres up for sale over the last few weeks, but prices are coming down. They're not as valuable commodities as they were a year or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, the whole of retail globally, but certainly in Europe as well, is waking up to the reality of online shopping. And that has been a bit of a shakeout. There's been, as you said, a lot of malls being sold. I think the focus is now creating better, maybe slightly larger, but better malls, what's called destination shopping. So you're not just going to go to buy some jeans. You're going to go to the cinema, to go bowling, or to entertain your kids. Exactly, in here, it's skiing. There's no end to
aquariums. Do you think the UK malls have got the space to be able to do that sort of thing, though?
For UK malls, it's harder, right? They're smaller properties. They've got to focus more on, say, small footprint but high-end restaurants as opposed to just having food halls. And that change has already happened. Putting a ski slope in a mall in the UK, that would be more challenging.
And what about the US? Because they're obviously going through the same sort of growing pains, if you like, at the moment. Have they got the space to sort of reinvent their malls?
The US has. What's happening in the US is a clear shakeout between the strip malls and the very small regional malls. Perhaps they're going to suffer and they are closing, and a concentration more on the larger experience-based malls. I think in a society, though, in this region, the mall has a very strong role to play in that retail community.
Couple of questions coming in. Salman writes in, what's in it for the retailer? They don't want to share the info on their shoppers with the shopping mall owners.
So this is one of the biggest parts of the Connect proposition, is actually to break that barrier. So the retailers that we work with over 800 retailers, they do share the information, and they do realize that if they want to create the perfect shopping experience in the mall, they have to share the information and curate an experience, not just about their brand, but other brands.
One of the mall loyalty programs that I know fairly well here gives discounts on a lot of the shops if you shop in them, and the restaurants and things. Is that a key sort of component of a mall loyalty program, that you will get discounts in some of the outlets there?
Absolutely. It's not entirely about discounting, it shouldn't be, because that's just a race to the bottom. It should be about giving discounts to the shoppers that we know will value them and, to be honest, that will spend more because of the discount. And then on top of that, it should be about experience, about making your experience better. So some of the best things we do in Bicester Village, for example, is hands-free shopping. If you don't want to carry your bag, somebody will carry them for you. And that just makes it a more pleasurable experience.
Well, thanks very much, Neil, for coming to talk to us. Ben Chesser, CEO of Connect, and good luck with your expansion in Dubai.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.